The detention car contained an administrative area, a guard-ready room, and 6 cells isolated from the other compartments. Since being brought aboard Magog, Jack had enjoyed the block pretty much to himself. For minor offenses, Banner and his NCOs preferred informal punishments, often as not administered by Banner's granite fists. JB, Mildred, and Doc now shared the block with their young albino friend.
What now, my friends? Pleased as I am at our reunion, I fear we shall not be vouchsafed long to savor it.
With a slight shock, as slack was taken up in the coupling, the car began to move.
Let's be a little cautious here, Doc. The block may be bugged. Probably is, given what the train was designed for in the first place.
Shoo, what bastards do? Chill us for talking? Gonna chill soon anyway.
You're right, Jack. But so's Millie. We don't want to tip our hand.
Our options would appear extremely limited unless we encompass abandoning our flame-haired friend.
No way. All or none.
Reckon we all feel that way. But just for the sake of argument, if we could get shut of here, not like we could or anything, what are the chances we could spring Christy? Seems to me like letting ourselves get iced down without trying to help her is just another way of abandoning her.
The General spoke often of our fair Miss Roth during the times I was his kept companion. It seemed he developed rather an unhealthy obsession with her, perhaps the more so when he imagined her to be dead. She appears to have come to play a premier role in his fantasy life.
Which is to say he's gonna guard her like his own personal living sex toy.
Inelegantly put, Doctor, yet true in all essentials.
Jack was lying on his bunk watching Fist of the North Star with the sound down. The animated original, not the lame live-action version, which Magog also offered. He'd watched the vid enough, he'd memorized all the dialogue anyway.
Stop yakking. God coming.
An instant later, the door slid open. 4 of the Sekmen came in, 2 supporting a semi-conscious Christy. She was dressed in her usual clothing, which she'd worn aboard, minus the ball cap. They thrust her down on the bunk of the cell between the ones occupied by Doc and JB, locked her down, and left without a word.
Christy! Christy, are you all right? Talk to me!
The woman lay on her face. Her hair hung limp to the floor like normal hair.
Christy!
She stirred. Slowly, she raised her head, as if it weighed 100 pounds.
Mildred. Mildred.
Yes, Christy, I'm right here.
I'm so glad to see you again. All of you.
What on earth did they do to you, girl?
Tried to make me scream.
Damn.
Only did once, though.
Painfully, she sat up, ignoring Mildred's urging her to take it easy. She began to massage her wrists.
Well, on a bright side, that's one hurdle down.
JB sat on his own bunk, crossed his leg, and began to work on the heel of one boot.
John Barrymore, I fear this latest development might not be a hopeful portent.
Meaning what?
Since our arrival at this remarkable conveyance, we have been kept most scrupulously separated. And now we are united, including Christy. Does that not strike you as ominous?
And I guess we best strike while the iron's hot.
JB twisted off the boot heel, which had been hollowed out. Inside was concealed a length of debt cord. He shook it into the palm of his hand, stuck it in the pocket of his leather jacket, then replaced the heel. He went to work on the other heel. The forward door slid open again. Banner entered, followed by 2 sec men, one armed with a Remington pump shotgun, the other a Benelli.
Good, you're awake.
Why is that good?
So you can tell your pals goodbye. The rest of you, up on your feet. It's time to die.
Supposing we don't feel like cooperating.
Banner held up a taser.
I zap your ass, we carry you, then you die. Your choice, easy or hard.
The far door into the compartment opened. A man stepped in. Banner frowned.
Captain Helton, you shouldn't be here, sir. This is a special detail. General's orders.
Mark wore crisp fatigues and the spotless white sling Mildred had provided him with.
I know what the General ordered, Sergeant, but there's been a change.
I wasn't informed, sir.
I was. We're to take the new prisoner along.
Banner raised a dark eyebrow at the word we.
Take her along?
So she can watch, Sergeant. The General feels it will be highly therapeutic.
Mark, you bastard. I was so wrong about you. I never imagined you were capable of something like this.
I'm capable of a lot of things, Mildred, if you'd only give me the chance.
Their hands bound behind them by nylon restraints, All five had been marched back to the interrogation chamber. It was dark except for blackout pin lights, appropriately blood-colored, gleaming like muddy rat eyes at the junctures of walls and floor. The two sectmen had slid the oversized door open. Trees rushed past outside, black in the night. Chill mountain air blasted in. JB tipped his head so that the brim of his fedora hid most of his face from his captors. His face flashed angrily at the captain's words. It took him a moment to calm down. Then he caught Jack's ruby eye and winked. Jack smiled enough to just show his eye teeth. Understanding was immediate and total. There was no plan, except that they wouldn't die without a fight.
It's just that I've always been one to do my duty, however distasteful.
Sergeant Banner?
The sergeant had taken up station by the open door, ready to usher the guests outside one by one. He looked to Helton.
Sir!
I'm sorry.
Helton raised his gun.
Well, fuck.
The flash filled the compartment with brilliant reflection. A red hole appeared between Banner's black brows. He flung his arms out to his side as if to balance himself and toppled backward into the night. Helton pivoted. The two sec-men gaped, stunned by this incomprehensible event. Helton shot one once through the sternum, shifted, shot the other twice in the chest, then snapped back and fired another shot into the center of the first man. Both collapsed. They had made no more noise than Banner. Wind howled in from the void. Helton holstered his blaster. He moved behind Mildred and freed her wrists.
See what I mean?
Yes, Mark. I do.
She went at once to the swaying Christie, steadied her, helped her to sit down on the floor. The captain liberated JB next. As Helton moved on to Doc, JB quickly picked up the dead Sec-man's Remington and racked the slide. An intact shell dropped out the bottom. Not trusting a Sec-man's blaster handling, JB had ensured his blaster had a live one up the spout. He leveled it from the waist on Helton. The captain looked at him, eyebrow raised. Then he finished releasing Doc and went to free Jack. Finally, he knelt behind Christy and undid her wrists. Jack had the Benelli now and pointed it at the captain. JB had tipped his weapon up to point at the ceiling.
Careful where you point that scattergun, son.
Realizing he was covering both Mildred and Christy as well as Helton, Jack hastily lowered the weapon. Helton stood facing Mildred.
Perhaps you've corrupted me, Mildred. I'd like to think not, though. I'd like to think I've always retained some standards of honorable, if not always decent behavior. But thanks for your moral guidance just the same.
He took her hand. JB moved to her side and put his arm around her waist.
You're a very lucky man, Mr. Dix.
Helton kissed Mildred's hand and stepped back.
You're free to go, obviously. I suggest that you do so as quickly as possible. I do have one favor to ask. Do not try to harm the general. I don't feel in my heart that I've betrayed him. Rather that I've spared him from besmirching himself for no good reason. And I will not betray him.
I'm still going to kill him. You too, for that fucking matter.
Now, Christy.
All I can say is, take your best shot and welcome, Christy Roth. But from outside Magar.
Her eyes locked his. He didn't flinch. She nodded.
You have yourself a deal, Captain. And thanks.
He nodded and left through the forward door.
How you feeling, Doc?
If I apprehend your question properly, John Barrymore, sane. Quite sane. This mountain breeze quite clears the head. It smells like freedom.
Right answer. Jack, hand that piece to Mildred. You gals hold tight here. Jack and Doc, come with me.